This is a story of the Bad River people
and their home on Lake Superior. They've had to fight for who they are.
And the Ojibwe have been resisting ever since.
A new documentary, Bad River, is documenting the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa's history of resistance in order to protect the Bad River and its tribal sovereignty. Joining us now is the film's director, Mary Mazzio. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you for having me, Kristen. How are you?
We're good. Congratulations on the very successful opening weekend.
Thank you. And Brian, hello to you.
Hello
We're
to you, Mary.
Thank you. We opened, as you know, at AMC Milwaukee, otherwise known as Mayfair Mall. And we're being extended because there was so much foot traffic and a lot of people actually driving. We heard like 350 miles, right, sometimes to get to whether it was in Milwaukee or Madison. And so AMC is extending us another week, and we're bringing some other theaters online at other spots around Wisconsin. And honestly, it's just been an extraordinary opportunity for this story, which, as you alluded to at the top of your show, it's about this small group of people, the Bad River people, who have been fighting with monumental effort to protect Lake Superior.
So tell us more about it. I have not gotten to see the film yet. I've only been reading about it because you've gotten a fair amount of press, which is great. And so how do you summarize what the story has been and where we are today?
Oh, boy. So this is really a historical retrospective of the Bad River people. And originally it was going to be this David and Goliath battle with a Canadian pipeline operator. Here you have the Bad River people of northern Wisconsin, this small community. And it really expanded dramatically once tribal elders started talking about what they themselves, their parents, their grandparents did to protect resources going back hundreds of years. And that leads, Kristen, you mentioned tribal sovereignty. It's really an extraordinary story about this small group of people who are at huge personal cost protecting, a resource that all of North America is going to need with increasing weather. And they're doing it for all of us, right, at considerable cost. And as the former chairman of the Bad River Band said, what we're doing here, this is our patriotic duty to the country.
Now, Mary, it is a fascinating story. How did you come to learn about it and decide that this was a story worth telling?
Thank you for that question, Brian. Honestly, I had a chance encounter with the former chairman, Mike Wiggins, and he invited me out to the Bad River Reservation. And you can imagine, I'm so sure that when I showed up, there was like, whoa, she's non-native. She looks like a hockey mom. Like, what's she doing here? And and I have to tell you, here we are 2 years later, and I get a call from one of my favorite people in the world, 86-year-old Bad River tribal elder Myron Burns, Burnsy, and he calls me just to shoot the, just to talk about his beloved Packers and how my Patriots are just blowing it, And so some of the relationships, right, that you can build, and you realize once again, that talent and intellect and opportunity is equally distributed. It's access and opportunity that just aren't. And boy, if there's ever an exhibit A to people who are thinking beyond themselves, it is the Bad River Band. And they've turned down huge sums of money to settle this lawsuit. And they are refusing to enrich themselves for the benefit, and really thinking about the benefit of us as a country in protecting this resource. And if more of us were socialized to be thinking that way, how amazing would that be?
Because that's an important point. As far as I understand, the end of the movie is there is no end to this story yet. And that so far it's been going through the courts and they're still on appeal, right?
Yes, exactly. But the story, it's not a pipeline story, right?
It
really is this amazing sort of chronicle of resilience and resistance. And this is just one chapter of a very, very long story. And after this pipeline operator, there is going to be yet someone else that will come and say, you know what, that land that's yours? Yeah, I might want to exploit that or extract or do something else, right? This is just sort of the history of how Native land has been treated in our country.
So while the story is about the people, and that's the crux of any good story, any good documentary, the people involved, what's the lawsuit is basically, if I understand it right, the pipeline was leasing some easements on the property. Those expired. Mm-hmm. The Bad River Band did not want to continue that, but the company stayed there, and so they were charged with trespassing. Do we have the basics?
That's super close, Brian. And, you know, so the pipeline operator, which is a Canadian pipeline operator, had been operating since the 50s along a 12-mile stretch of the reservation, 6 miles of which is, let's call it, you know, much of it fell out of tribal hands for reasons we don't need to go into. But about 6 miles today is tribal land. 3 miles is owned by the tribe itself. The other 3 miles are what's called allotted parcels that are owned by Bad River members and now today the Bad River Band itself. And so about, I think, 13 easements came up and expired in 2013. And, of course, the pipeline operator was required at that point in time to stop, not only stop operations, but restore the land to the condition that it was in. And the pipeline operator just took the position that, you know, we have another easement out there that's a little bit longer. Yes, there were internal documents that reflect this distress within the company over a state of trespass. But, you know, the trespass continued in spite of the band's request to honor the terms of that easement agreement. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a good old-fashioned American contract. It ended, and yet the operations and pumping did not end. And so the lower court judge actually ruled that the pipeline had to be shut down by 2026, and the pipeline operator immediately appealed that decision. There were cross appeals, and that was heard just a few weeks ago in front of the Seventh Circuit. Brian, if I'm a betting person, I think this goes all the way to the Supreme Court. That's where I think this is headed.
Wow.
Is there another chapter then? Are you envisioning the second sequel?
Bad River 2.
You know what? Never say never, but we have, you know, we have this timeless story right now on our hands
right.
That really showcases the resilience, the badassedness, the resistance, the strength, and the courage of this group of people who, again, are fighting the good fight, not just for themselves, but for all of us.
Mary, where can people see the movie if they want to try to catch it this weekend?
Oh, thank you. Well, we are open in select cities across the country. If your listeners go to badriverfilm.com, here in Milwaukee, of course, we're at the AMC Mayfair in Milwaukee. We're in Madison. We're in L.A. We're in Boston. We're in Seattle. So please come check out our website, and we'd be thrilled for your listeners to come see the film and then join us afterwards, badriverfilm.com.
Badriverfilm.com. Bad River director Mary Mazzio, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian. Thank you, Kristen. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
News time 2:23. This is Spanning the State.